الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي إلى آخر الحديث وكما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, what I have just recited to you is part of the final hadith which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh has recorded in his book Al-Arba'in, the 40 hadith. And the nature, the topic of this hadith which Imam Nawawi has decided to leave to last, the topic of this is the vastness of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It talks about how forgiving our Lord is. It shows the extent of our Lord's mercy. It is a hadith qudsi, and a hadith qudsi, you will know, is a saying where the words are from and the message is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah has chosen His Prophet to actually deliver that message to the people. So though it is not considered as the Quran, the words are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they have been delivered through the means of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith Qudsi then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses mankind in general, and He reminds us of His power to forgive and power to overlook all our mistakes and sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ibn Adam, innaka ma da'utani wa rajautani ghafartu lak ala ma kana minka wala ubali. That O children of Adam, indeed, so long as you keep praying to me and you keep hoping from me, meaning that you have optimism about my rahmah, ghafartu lak, I am willing to forgive you whatever state you are in. Wala ubali, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I could not care less. Meaning that if I have to forgive everyone on earth, then that would not bring any shortage in my rahmah, it would not bring any shortage in my kingdom. Ya ibn Adam, law balagat zunubaka anana sama thumma astaghfartani ghafartu lak. O children of Adam, if your gunas, if your sins, they reach the clouds of the sky, then you seek istighfar from me, and I will still forgive you. That a person, his sins are so much that they reach the sky, then they reach the heavens, and still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive someone. Ya Ibn Adam, innaka law ataytani bi qurabil ardi khataya, thumma lakitani la tushriku bi shay'a, la ataytuka bi qurabiha maghfiratan. That, O children of Adam, if you were to come to me, meaning come to me on the day of judgment, biqurabil ardi, with mistakes that are so much that they cover the entire earth, summa lakitani, then you meet me, la tushriku bi shay'a, but you have made many mistakes in your life, but one mistake that you have not made in your previous life is that you have not held a partner with me, you have not committed shirk with me. Then what happens? لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقُرَابِهَا مَغْفِرَةً. In its return, I will give you maghfirat. That a person, and this is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive all of our sins, but He is not willing to forgive shirk. This is the biggest crime a person can commit. And because of that, because it is directly a insult to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His kingdom, to His power, to His oneness, Allah is not willing to forgive this. So what we find in this hadith is just a very simple narration, like many others similar to it, in which we are told about the grandness, the true vastness, the true power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiving ability. Now the fact that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this hadith about the rahmah of Allah at the end of his book is no coincidence. And this is something that many other great scholars, great ulama-i-kiram do in their works. But when it comes to mentioning the last chapter or the last hadith, then they will always talk about those things which are optimistic, which talk about the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiving nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For instance, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, in his famous Ihya Ulumuddin, the revival of the knowledges of our religion, there are hundreds of chapters on different areas, Tahara, Iman, Aqeedah, but the last chapter that he includes in his book is Babu Si'atu Rahmatillahi Ta'ala, that the chapter on the Si'at, the vastness of the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that beautiful chapter he mentions a very famous narration in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the Day of Judgment, the one of the first people to be accounted for will be a person who will be put in front of everyone, so everyone can see him, and this person will be a Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address him, and he, after the accounts are made, he will find that this person has 99 bad records of what he has done wrong in the previous life, and each record, when he opens it up, it is a paper, and that paper is long as a person can see. So he has so many wrong deeds in his life, previous life. And Allah will ask this person that, did you do all of these bad sins? And of course at that situation the person will not be able to deny it, and he say, of course. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him that, do you have an excuse for this? Is there a reason why you committed all these sins? And again that person will be so ashamed and so embarrassed, he will not be able to answer. And then Allah will say to this person that, you have 99 bad records of deeds, but you do have one good record, one sigil. And the person will think to himself that, what is 99, what is one record going to do in my favor in comparison to 99 bad things? And so Allah will say to him that, you do have one good record, and that record is that you admitted and you testified that أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. That there is, that is the good record that you have, the one good deed that you have, is that you testify that there is no God but Allah, and that Sayyidina Muhammad is the last messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that person will still think to himself that, yes, this will might work in my favor, but there are 99 bad things in my favor as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of entire humanity, will say to this person that, I will forgive you on this day.
Subhanallah.
And the reason for it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْكُلُ مَا إِسْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. That there is nothing, because it is a type of scales, we are weighing which are the good deeds and which are the bad deeds. And Allah will say that nothing on earth is heavier than my own name.
Subhanallah.
Meaning that one record that you had, that was so heavy that it gave it that extra weight, and that led to your forgiveness. That is when a person wholeheartedly believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. The mistakes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive. In essence, what we find is that time and time again, what the scholars have done, if they have talked about the rahmah of Allah, if they have talked about His forgiving powers, then they are really following the footsteps and the sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he taught our ummah, he taught the Muslim believers to have optimism, to have husna zan, to have a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a negative one. And Imam Ghazali himself said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yuhibbu at-tafa'ul. He used to love optimism. That in even the most bleakest of situations, even in situations which were against him, he used to see the positive side of it. Look at what happened in Hudaybiyah when the Muslims went to perform Umrah and they were returned and they could not perform it. Such a very difficult period for the Muslims, but even in difficult times, the Prophet saw the positives of it. And he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us victory from this. In essence, the Prophet saw optimism, he had husna zan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why when our Messenger told us about the etiquettes of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the things our Prophet said is that, never pray to Allah and say that, Ya Allah, please forgive me if you wish. That if you want to forgive me, then forgive me. Because this is a sign of not being wholehearted in your dua. This is a sign of hesitation. So the Prophet said that when you do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do it in such a way and in such a manner that you hope for His forgiveness. And that you truly believe that He will forgive you. And again, this shows that Islam is a religion of optimism. That we should always remember that our Lord is forgiving. Yes, He is the most powerful, He is the most revengeful. That His punishment is most severe. But we are also told by Allah Himself that إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتَ غَدَبِي. That I have the power to forgive and I have the power to punish. But out of these two powers, the power to forgive is more stronger than the power to punish. So this itself is a great reason for us to be optimistic. And clearly in the Quran, time and time again, we are reminded that لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله لا تيأسوا من روح الله. Do not think little of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by nature, to conclude, Muslims, they look to the positive aspects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of our religion. Muslims think the best of our Lord. Muslims remember the power of His forgiveness and His mercy. And you and I will be familiar with countless narrations which talk about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive a person, can forgive a sinner, even for the smallest of reasons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us on the Day of Judgment and overlook our sins and our mistakes. Ameen. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واهل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.